Class is back in session. It's time for Baptist Basics University from BaptistBasics.org.
That's right. It's time once again for Baptist Basics University. I'm Matthew Gage. This is lesson number 5 in our series, Homiletics 101, An Introduction to Preaching. And today we will be talking about sermon preparation. We'll be dealing with where do you get an idea, how to prepare, how to keep, you know, how to organize thoughts, what to do if you can't seem to get a sermon to come together, because it happens to me almost every time I'm supposed to preach, and most books and stuff don't cover that. And I want to give you kind of what I do. And lastly, we'll touch just briefly on how to put together and how to use an outline. So, and actually, for the first time ever in the, I guess, I'm not even sure, I hadn't counted in a while, but I know we're well over 100 Baptist Basics University recordings here. There's going to be homework for this one. It's completely optional, but we'll deal with that later. But there'll be just a little bit something extra you can do if you need some help understanding the outline in the sermon. Now, to many people, the scariest part about preaching is just the fact that you're up there in front of people. You know, you feel like you're back in second grade having to get up in front of the class and do a book report. And, you know, that's something that really, I'm going to tell you, every preacher faces, especially early on. It's something that gets better with experience. It's usually something that never really goes away, the whole stage fright aspect. Eventually you become comfortable up there speaking in front of people, and you get more comfortable, you know, pushing your boundaries and do a little bit more when you first get up. I almost guarantee the first time you preach, it'll be for 5 or 10 minutes, and you will mumble and you will read exactly what you write down in your notes to take up there. And that'll be about all you say. And you'll repeat things 3 or 4 times and you'll be done, and you'll feel like you've failed. And if that's your experience the first time that you preach, you are in a long, long line of preachers, because that is usually what happens. And part of that, honestly, is I think that we don't train people very well. We just let them get up and preach, and we don't really help them, you know, with what we're going to cover today. Just, you know, how to get a sermon idea. What are you trying to do with it? And, you know, how to make good notes. So those are areas we're going to cover today. So that'll help with it. But I'm going to tell you, just out of my personal opinion and experience, getting up in front of people, and listen, I am an introvert. I am shy. I don't like people. I don't like being around people. I don't even like talking to people one-on-one, let alone in front of a group. But that, to me, I've been able to overcome quite a bit preaching. I really don't get nervous preaching anymore. Some people may say that's a bad thing. You know, you're too comfortable not relying on the Lord. But honestly, I'm comfortable speaking in front of, and preaching in front of people. But to me, the scariest thing about preaching is just, what in the world are you going to preach? I'm going to tell you, I have so much respect for a pastor of a church, because the odds are they're going to be coming up with a Sunday school lesson. They're going to be coming up with a Sunday morning sermon. Probably some type of a lot of, especially smaller churches, will have like a men's type meeting. So that's a third lesson or speaking that they're going to do. Then there's going to be a Sunday evening service. So that's right there is, you know, probably 3 to 4 times of preparing something to speak just on Sunday. Then you throw in like a Wednesday night Bible study, and then maybe, you know, an occasional devotional for, say, like a soul winning, or maybe they preach at their Christian school. And you think about it, before you know it, a preacher is preaching 5, 6, 7 times a week. And each one of those times, he's got to come up with something new. He's got to come up with something that meets the needs of the people he's speaking to. And well, when you think about it, it's like, wow, how do they keep doing it? How do they make it fresh? How do people that pastor the same church for 30, 40, 50 years, how do they come up with something week in and week out? You know, an evangelist is lucky. They can have, you know, 4 or 5 sermons and get by with those, you know, pretty much all year, you know, until they go back to a church, and then they got to come up with something new. I'll tell you, honestly, I'm kind of in a fortunate position. We've right now in the process, you know, we've been going to a different church, and you know, so I've got a backlog of sermons. Nobody there, or practically nobody there, has heard. And you know, the couple people that may have heard them probably don't remember them. So you know, I don't necessarily have that pressing need to go in and try to figure out something, you know, new every time, because I've got this whole backlog of sermon outlines I've preached before that I can go back and rely on. So, you know, I'm kind of in that same boat right now. But boy, I'm telling you, the thing that scares me the most is when I'm asked to preach, you know, when the pastor comes up to me and says, hey, you know, next Sunday night, can you preach? Or next Wednesday night? Or, hey, I'm not going to be here, you know, next Sunday. I need you to preach for me. Or, hey, can you teach a Sunday school class? You know, whatever it is. It makes me nervous. It scares me to death. What in the world am I going to preach? You know, and then it scares me, okay, is it good enough? You know, am I really meeting somebody's needs? Is this interesting? Am I going to be able to talk about this for 25 minutes and keep everybody's attention? You know, those type of things are what worry me. I don't know. Maybe I overthink things. Maybe I worry too much. And both of those are definitely true. But I just know if I'm feeling those, and I've talked to other young preachers and other preachers, I know that, you know, especially early on in the ministry, they have the same thing. And I'll tell you, you know, I've heard plenty of older preachers say, you know, when you're early on in your ministry, you're digging through the Bible like, oh my goodness, what in the world am I going to preach? I got to find something to preach. And then, you know, in the middle of your ministry, you're flipping through the Bible saying, okay, wow, okay, let me pick something out of here. There's so much good stuff. And then by the end of your ministry, like, okay, what in the world do I leave out? There is so much stuff here I want to preach on. I've got to leave some of it out. So, you know, some of that just comes with experience and increasing your own knowledge of the Bible and your own study. But, you know, it's something that'll come with time. And it's, I've been doing this, let's see, I am 28. I'll be 29 here in just less than a month. I surrendered to preach when I was in the third grade. Is that right? Yes. Yeah, I was in the third grade. And I don't remember exactly how old I was when I was the first time I preached. I may have been fourth or fifth grade. And, but you know, I preached a few times. It seemed like, once or twice a year that, I would have an opportunity. We'd have like a youth night and I would preach growing up, and then in college, having a few opportunities. And then, you know, most of my situations since college, I've been able, you know, I haven't really been full-time. I've never been full-time staff, but, you know, I've preached every, you know, at least every 2-3 months. So, you know, I've gained some experience. I've taught Sunday school regularly, and I've taught, you know, kids classes and stuff regularly. So, you know, that's also experience that kind of goes into it, you know, in preparing and talking. So, you know, I'm getting to the point now, I'm pretty comfortable, and really, honestly, to me, it really is getting to less of a point of like finding something to preach, as is, okay, you know, I've got this good idea, I've got this good idea, and then, you know, wait, hey, I've got that old sermon, boy, I sure could go back and redo it, and, you know, I'm getting a little bit more into that now, but still, it scares me sometimes. And we'll get a little bit more into it, kind of the way I handle preparation. And I'll tell you, sometimes it does get a little chaotic and it turns into a last minute affair, but it always seems to work out. And, you know, God, I don't know why God deals with me like that. There must be a reason for it. I wish he would change and deal with me, you know, and give me the sermon a week ahead of time. But sometimes I honestly have 5 minutes before we've left the house to go to the church, suddenly finally found an outline I was comfortable with preaching, printing it out, taking it to church, and then before I'm sitting there preaching, like before I get preached, like in the song service, I'm going back through with a pencil and, you know, making some additional notes and kind of tweaking the outline. So it happens. Okay, so What we're going to deal with in this lesson, now that I've rambled an introduction for 10 minutes, we're going to deal with, you know, how do you prepare and then putting together. So basically, I want putting together an outline. So basically, what we're going to do is we're going to deal with everything up until you get into the pulpit, in preparing and getting a sermon down on paper and getting good notes and good outline to use. So first thing let's look at is where do you get sermon ideas? If you're called to preach, you're called to prepare. And you need to be preparing sermon ideas, even if you know you're not going to preach. If you see something good, and but you need to be preparing and storing away seed thoughts for sermons. So where are some good places we can get? The main place you're going to start finding sermon ideas is through your own personal study. This is going to be through your personal devotions that, you know, you ought to be reading your Bible on a regular basis. You know, maybe you're not consistent enough to say you do it every day, but still you need to be studying and meditating on the Word of God on not just a daily, but I mean a continual basis, not just one time a day. It needs to be something you're constantly doing. And, you know, so as you're personally just studying or thinking about the Bible, maybe you read a proverb a day, or you read, you know, there's so many different ways to attack, you know, reading the Bible and doing personal devotions. But, you know, if the Lord lays something on your heart, you know, make a note of it, write it down. It doesn't mean you have to make a whole outline. Just, you know, make a little note in your Bible, underline something that speaks to you, you know, keep a journal and write down these little sermon ideas or these little thoughts that come to you. Secondly, would be your personal Bible study. You know, if you're, this is really as a preacher, as a leader, as someone who needs to know their Bible, this is there you really need to get into, is not just reading your Bible to read your Bible every day. You need to be studying it, you know, studying out, you know, doctrine or prophecy or history. You need to be digging deep into the Bible. Well, as you're doing that, you know, you're going to come up with sermon ideas. My Sunday school class, you know, I went through John and went through Acts, and in doing that, as I was studying those, I would get sermon ideas, and I preached, I don't know, more than a couple sermons. That's where I got the idea, was just from studying for the Sunday school lessons. It may not even been something I talked about in the Sunday school lesson, but it's just a little thought that popped up, and I just kind of filed it away and used it later. A third source in your personal study would be the books that you're reading. And if you are going to be a preacher and you're going to be a leader, you need to be studying. You need to, you know, read good books. Biographies of preachers are a great place to start. Books of sermons are a great place to start. Topical books, you know, find you a book on prophecy. Find you a book on, you know, church history. Find a Bible commentary. Those usually don't make very good reading, but you know, you won't do that. That's fine. But you need to be reading. Find some good books and read those, and something may jump out at you from there. But all this stuff is just in your personal study, your personal growth, just coming across ideas. Another place you'll get sermon ideas is other sermons. You can just steal the whole sermon if, you know, if it's one that the audience hasn't heard before. Or you may be able to, you know, honestly, there's so many times I'm sitting there listening to a preacher and he'll make some comment and I'm thinking, wow, hey, that would make a whole great sermon there, you know, and in my mind, I'm starting to outline it. Or sometimes he'll just announce the text verse and I'm sitting there just kind of reading ahead and reading the text verse and something will pop out at me. And about half the time that turns out to be what they preach on, but other times it's something totally different from what they do. And right there, that's a sermon idea. And it's something, you know, you can file away, make a note on it. And one of these days, you know, when you're looking to put together a sermon, the Lord may lead you back to that. So other sermons, listen to them, read them. As a preacher, you need to listen. As a preacher, you need to be studying how to preach. And one of the best ways to do that is just listening to preaching, watching preachers. I mean, soak it in, watch what they're doing, how they're doing it, and really go beyond just what they're saying, but how they're saying it, how they're presenting it, how they're leading up.